The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Hey, it's that time of the month again where our friend Zeke Johnson is in studio with us live this afternoon. Zeke has also brought along his friend Moses Crouch. Zeke, Moses, welcome back into Radio Memphis in the afternoon.
I call Moses my puppy.
Happy to be here. Thanks and for having us.
Zeke, he's such a blues scholar. He knows a bunch of stuff about blues that I don't.
I've been, you know a lot about blues.
I am twice his age. Just about.
Well, you guys, if you want to, just kick into a song, right, and then we'll talk about Saturday night.
All right.
Every time you're in here, you're always pulling one out of your hat that just makes me really fall in love with the blues more and more. You said that, you know, you're a scholar of the blues, And then young Moses over here, he knows a pretty good bit himself, too.
Yeah. A little bit.
Well, I had insisted so many times that that Gus Scanlon's version of Poor Boy, I swore it was on guitar. It sounds like guitar, but turns out no. It's on banjo, lap style with the banjo.
Yep, slide banjo.
And blind, yeah, and Blind Blake playing support guitar, what they call compliment.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Gus Cannon, this is the artist that you're going to have a birthday celebration for this Saturday night.
That's right, yeah.
Down at the part of your birthday series that you've been doing at the Center for Southern Folklore.
Right, yeah.
That will be this coming Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Down on the Main Street Mall here in Memphis, the Center for Southern Folklore. Zeke, as always, people can come in through the door free, but there's going to be plenty of buckets for them to drop in a nice donation.
Right. Yes, yes. I mean, technically, there's a $7 donation requested, but you know that's not a real strict thing. But the Sunder, as all nonprofits, the Sunder struggles all the time. I mean, that's just the nature of the business.
Right.
I would gather that y'all struggle a great deal of the time because you're nonprofit. So.
Well, just look at the carpet down here.
Yeah.
And we do it because we love it.
Yeah,
labor of love.
That's it, Moses, a labor of love. And, you know, if all of us in this lifetime would find something to have a labor of love for, man, wouldn't we be a better place?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, you had a nice looking banjo there, Moses. It looked like it was a vintage.
Yeah, that is a 1890 Buckby banjo. It has a goat skin on it, and it's strung with Nile gut strings the way they would have strung it back in the 1890s. Wow. It's one of them old original type banjos before they put the backs on them and the metal strings and turn it into a bluegrass instrument. That's the way the old black banjo players used to play.
It had that vintage sound too.
Yes,
it sounded really good. Now you got the old flat top right there.
Yeah, I got this here Gibson J45, 1941, made in Kalamazoo, Michigan, by the women while the men were at war.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, yeah.
And the pickguard made me think it was a Martin.
No, this is
J-45. Well, Gus Cannon, I have three connections to Gus Cannon. I'm sad to say I never met him. I knew how bad his hearing was, and somebody tried to ask me if I'd get in touch with him and get him out to play sometime, and I politely declined. I said no. It just would not be fair to him to do that. He was born in the same time my daddy was born in, Red Banks, Mississippi, just down the road.
Yeah.
Down 72. And then there is at least some reason to believe that he had a jug band in Ripley, Mississippi for a while, which is the town of my birth. And also, he played trombone, which I did from sixth grade to sophomore year in college. So Gus and I have a few connections there.
Yeah, yeah, and he also traveled with a medicine show for a long time.
Yeah, like Mr. Furry.
Yeah, yeah, just like Furry and Jim Jackson and all those good old Memphis boys.
Yeah.
The medicine and the mistress shows. Gus was a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I understand you're all going to have you two gentlemen taking stage Saturday night, but you're going to be joined by a few more to make this celebration even more special.
Jim Crosswhite is making a rare appearance. He is the grand washboard master in history, as far as I'm concerned. And Paulette Reagan, who is the washboard lady and has a song written about her on our new CD, she just said to me one time, she said, "You writing songs about these little chippies on all the time? Write one about me." I said, "Okay, we'll do that." As she's going to be there, she'll probably be playing the jug and singing more and playing guitar. We have Michael Graber, who, truth to tell, if you hear, if you took the lyrics out of this recent CD, it should be called Michael Graber and Friends instead of Zeke Johnson and Friends. He makes that Madeline do some.
Michael Graber is an incredible musician. He's a hell of a player and a hell of a man.
And I'm not sure this is a permanent addition, but there's a possibility that Kyle Carman will show up. Kyle played the stand-up bass for our recent recording session, and that made it. That made a couple of them just really, really fine.
That sounds like a fine ensemble that you have lined up for Saturday night.
When it comes out, y'all, it's going to be called Songs for the Daughters, Zeke Johnson and Friends, Part 2.
Songs. Hello, April. Zeke Johnson.
Hey, Mr. Zeke, how are you doing? Good to see you.
Well, fellas, what else do you got in your repertoire for this afternoon?
Kansas City
Blues by Mr. Jim Jackson, a Memphis legend.
Carpal tunnel doesn't affect my playing, but when I have to tune on the run, it causes a little trouble.
It's always that way with those guitars and the tuning.
You want me to do it for you, brother?
Yeah, if you will.
All right.
Yeah, Baker used to say, when they'd start tuning up on stage, he said, we used to play this tune with Furry all the time.
Yeah.
Because it was a trick you developed with Furry. And I realize this is not Furry's show, but it's just too delicious. Because he knew what was going on. And to save face, you'd say, Furry, something weird going on about my guitar. Swap with me. And see what you might can do with it. Well, you swap, you put his guitar in tune. Swap back. And you say, damn, Furry, I don't know what you did, but you got it right. You're mine.
Yeah.
Tell me, pretty mama, what's the matter now? You say you don't believe me and you don't know how. You're gonna move to Kansas City,
sure as you're born.
You're gonna move to Kansas City,
sure as you're born.
You're gonna move, and honey, where they don't bear eyes. Hit up the street, turn down the main lane for that fine lady who sells cocaine. Pray she move to Kansas City. I'm afraid she moved home and where they don't bow. Well, tell me, little mama, where'd you sleep last night? Your hair's all messy, you ain't talking right. I think you've been to Kansas City.
Sure as you born.
Oh, you've been to Kansas City.
Sure as you born.
Sense. You say I'm doing wrong, want some recompense. You gonna move to Kansas City?
Sure as you born.
Yeah, move to Kansas City.
Sure as you born.
I'm on a move. Anyway, I don't know.
Lord, oh boy.
Headed up Main, going down Beale, looking for the lady that they call Lucille. I pray she moved to Kansas City. She moves, the honey where they don't die.
Sure as you born.
Oh, don't move to Kansas City.
Baby, sure as you born.
Don't move.
Zeke. Another good one there. You know, these lyrics that these artists wrote years ago.
Yeah.
They hold the passage of time, don't they?
They do indeed. Absolutely.
At the event on Saturday night, for those that, you know, they may have caught a dinner or drinks somewhere prior to coming to the show, but they want, you know, a little more refreshment when they get there.
Yeah.
You got refreshment options at the center?
Yeah, there's, they got beers.
Yeah, they got beer, and
the kitchen turns out some pretty good food, too.
Yeah, all right.
If they're lucky, they might be some collard greens.
Yeah. And when they do it, when they make it, it's about the best cornbread of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They do a really nice grilled chicken filet. And I always got a tasty hot dog there.
Well, it all sounds down home. I like hearing that.
Funny moon pies.
Yes, sir, yes,
moon
sir.
Pies.
Moon pies, absolutely.
And, now, if they want to get dinner there, they can get in. Can they get in before 7 o'clock?
I believe they open at 3 o'clock on the weekend.
Okay.
3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday.
Get in there a little early and check out the exhibits and get something to eat and a nice place to sit for the show Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Meaning no disrespect in the least, but a lot of people come in there from, a lot of tourists from Europe and up north. And they say the center is the most authentic thing they see when here in the town. And I won't name other names. I'm just saying they
feel, do a lot of good work. They've been doing it for many, many years.
Yeah,
and they preserve the history and the heritage, and they do a lot of great work.
Well, no trip to downtown Memphis for our visitors is not complete unless they've stopped by the Center for Southern Folklore. And you guys, your commitment to what they do there, I know it means a lot to them.
Yeah, it does, and it means a great deal to all of us who do this thing.
Well, Mr. Gus Cannon, what inspired you just to bring him out and celebrate him this time around?
Well, it's just because that jug band... Now, there are two cities that maybe have even a little more claim to jug band fame, that being Birmingham and Louisville. But still, Moses wants to fight.
Memphis had, he's right, they had some great jug bands in those cities, but Memphis had the Memphis Jug Band, which is one of the greatest, as well as Gus Cannon's band was the Cannon's Jug Stompers.
Yeah.
And they were incredible as well.
Jack Kelly, South Memphis Jug Band, who a lot of times their featured vocalist was Memphis Minnie.
Yeah.
Charlie Burst and the Memphis Mudcats.
Yeah,
and a whole lots of jug bands.
And the thing is that I have a special, I'm so sorry I never met him. I feel a certain closeness to Gus Cannon because he got beaten twice over the years for the same song. I mean, he more or less got cheated out of all his fame and royalties for Walk Right In.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became that big hit, and he was the yard man for Dr. Kurt Osenak of the Memphis State Anthropology Department. And he was out there doing this and that, and Kirk was out there listening to the radio. And all of a sudden, Jess said, Mr. Osenak, I wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt had sense enough to believe him and checked it out, and sure enough, he did. And he went and bid up a few more contracts and stuff, and then the people who got him some more royalties weaseled him out of a bunch of it, too, so he got beaten twice on the same song, you know. And there are a lot of good people in the music industry, but there are some weasels too.
Yes.
One little known fact about Gus Cannon is he recorded the first record on Stax Records.
I didn't know that.
In 1963, Walk Right In was the first Stax record by Gus Cannon, Will Shade on Jug, and Milton Roby on Washboard. So that was a mixture of Gus Cannon's Jug Band and the Memphis Jug Band, but that's another Memphis tidbit.
Yeah. I like that there. Thank you for sharing that, Moses. Absolutely, absolutely. Good stuff. Good stuff.
You will not hear the title of the. I love songs where you don't hear the title in the whole song. You know, and it's called France Blues.
R-W-N-G.
Yeah, and anybody who hears it would think that the original title, that the title is Mobile Line, which would not be terribly inappropriate. I mean, you could call it Mobile Line, that'd be all right. And I didn't learn this from a jug band. I learned it from records of three guys up in the Minneapolis St. Paul area called Kerner, Ray, and Glover.
It was originally written by Papa Harvey Hull.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Show off.
Show off.
Gentlemen,
thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just amazed by that old banjo right there, just still doing what it was intended to do.
Yeah, there ain't that many 130-year-old instruments that are still working these days.
John McDowell has one.
Yeah.
It's 1870
like
something.
Like I said, this is a goatskin they put been on there since it was made, man. Neck still straight and everything. But yeah, this was a gift to me from my teacher, Andy Cohen. I love this thing. But thank you. But that's the man right there playing that guild.
Yeah, this guild is... I've had this guild all but 1 year that I've been playing. I started playing in 65. I bought this guild in May of 66. And it's been with me ever since. So it is 4.5 years older than my marriage. And my wife for living, this would be number 47.
It has held up well.
It has. John Lowe has done one little bit of magic on it. And somebody one time said I was some places were giving me a little pressure to use a pickup, and I was going to buy, well, I did wind up buying a clip-in pickup, and then actually somebody did a little attachment, but somebody said very kindly, meaning no harm at all, said, oh, I can drill in there and put a pickup in there in no time. I said, you won't live that long.
Yeah.
I said, if you approach my guitar with a drill,
power tools,
you are putting yourself
old in heads like us. An acoustic instrument is an acoustic instrument.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Absolutely. I played out at Delta Blues Winery the other day with, you know, just completely unplugged, and came across fine. Well, I'm gonna be flamboyant and play one of my own songs. This is from the CD.
All right.
Yeah, and you do well on banjo with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Sounds good.
Because
your friend Sarah in Hawaii, she's tuned in right now, and
Shelly, my love,
liking what you're doing.
Like I said to you last night on the messenger, Happy New Year, and forgive me the sins I've committed against you in the years past. That is my favorite Rosh Hashanah greeting in the world.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That's right. Today it is the holiday.
Anyway, God knows Shelley is total opposite of the woman being sung about here. I love this song. Shelley loves this song. If Mary Jean Weymouth up there in Bar Harbor likes it, I'm sure she does. Although, when I sung it to her, she said, are you saying I'm a contrary woman? I said, no. Take it as you will, sweetie. Fan conference needs to have both your pa and your mom. Cause you call a terrorist on my head, so it gets worse, young. You know, I come home last night, wouldn't even let me in. I come home last night, but mommy wouldn't let me in. Well, you know that's plainly hard. And you're the contrariest one you ever saw. 11 strings are gonna complain about your behavior for a little while, little mama. Gracious, Pat, what do you think about that? Could it be this situation? Gonna have to be handled with a baseball bat. Imagine such unsettled words coming from my sweet little dog and cat. But you're the meanest contrariest woman I ever saw.
That's one mean potential mother-in-law right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, boy.
I like that, Zeke. Do you, I've been enjoying these visits every month over the summer, and I hope they don't come to an end.
Oh, I do, too, because we're going to be doing one. We're going to be celebrating Jesse May Hemphill, and even though it's not rocking, nothing I do is really rock and roll. You know, certainly you can't do October without celebrating Chuck Berry.
Absolutely not.
I do about three of Mr. Charles's. I do Nadine and C'est La Vie and a couple of them. And we're not sure. But tentatively, I think we're going to do it on my birthday, which is the 28th, which is a Saturday. And the long-range plan, and I hate to be such a self-promoter, but somebody's got to. It might as well be me.
That's
might
right.
As well.
Yeah.
It'll be the Blues Legends birthday series, Zeke Johnson's birthday, and perhaps a release for the CD I've been talking about so much.
So that should be a beautiful event.
No time better than the present, yeah, Zeke.
Absolutely.
All right, the Blues Legend birthday series for the month of September will take place this Saturday night, the 23rd, at the Center for Southern Folklore, downtown Memphis, in the Midtown, the Memphis Downtown Mall area, celebrating Gus Cannon on this occasion. Music gets underway 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., but folks, you can get in there right around 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon and take in the exhibits of the museum. And get something to eat before the show begins. I know Zeke, he'll be glad to see you, along with the friends that'll be taking stage with him on Saturday night, doing it jug band style.
And if nothing else, come down there and celebrate the 105th anniversary of September 23rd, 1912.
That it's 100 years since then.
105, yes.
Well,
I'm sure something happened in the world, I tell you, but
I'm at a loss for it, but it must have been important.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, fellas, you got one more song in you before you.
I bet we have.
Before you shuffle
I bet
off.
We do.
Yeah.
What you thinking, Master Z?
We talked about the medicine shows a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one of the very last traveling How to Call shows ever. When I was about 8 years old, a How to Call show
All right.
came through Blue Mountain.
Ain't that in E?
Well, we can make it D. Yeah. That's what
we
get.
We can do whatever you want. E or G?
Oh, E'll work fine. For
All right, yeah, I'll play a little more slide.
And at the end of this, in memory of my great guitar friend and mentor, Gimmer Nicholson, who, I guess he died about 8 or 10 years ago, I'm not quite sure. But when Gimmer got in exactly the right frame of mind, sometimes he would make Boogie Woogie into one syllable, practically, mm-hmm. yeah. Down in Louisiana, where the bright sun shines, got a little dance they do all the time. They call the How to Call Boogie, How to Call Boogie. They call the How to Call Boogie,
How to Call Boogie.
The How to Call Boogie, make it boogie woogie all the time. I was standing by the road with a bottle in my hand. Come up, she said, you might have to call, man. We don't know how to call Boogie.
How to call Boogie.
How to call Boogie.
How to call Boogie.
Don't know how to call Boogie. Make you boogie, boogie, boogie all the time. If your radiator's hot and your engine stands still, you ever had to call and watch your boogie up the hill? Suspect list for British intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
They were in the Celtic mythology, and everybody thought they were Satanists.
They
were opening all their mail, and I just, to think of a bunch of stodgy old British spies listening to Gamera do How to Call a Boogie, way past drunk.
How to Call Boogie, and Zeke, always like your backstories on everything that you bring to the microphone. When you're in here in our studios, and Moses, it was nice meeting you. And
it was an absolute pleasure to be here. It's always an honor to play with my master Zeke Johnson. I love this man so much, and I'm so thankful that he allows me to make music with him.
As a matter of fact, calls me his Jedi Master, and I call him my Padawan learner.
Yes, sir.
That's good to see that in here. And guys, you're always welcome here to sit in with me at Radio Memphis in the afternoon.
Love it.
Well, thank you so much.
That's why you're on the short list of friends of Blues Legends series.
I'm glad I'm on that short list and not any others.
I'm on a few lists. Well, they ain't the good ones.
Fellas, break a leg Saturday night.
Thank you.
And I look forward to next month, Zeke coming in and sharing how everything has gone, and a build up to the next birthday jam session.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, fellas, for being here on Radio Memphis in the afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.